Most people understand the value of $100 and even $1 million. But when we start talking billions and trillions of dollars, while most people struggle to comprehend the enormity of such figures, we hear these numbers mentioned every day in the media. $1 trillion deficits, $1 billion write-offs, the cost of the war and foreign aid. Let's try to put some perspective on it. Our national debt is measured in trillions of dollars, but let's just look at paying off $1 billion of U.S. debt. If we paid $1 every second of every day, it would take 31 years, 259 days, 1 hour, 46 minutes, and 40 seconds just to pay off $1 billion in U.S. debt. To pay off $1 trillion of debt at $1 a second would take about 32,000 years. The current national debt is over $9 trillion and climbing. Time is a great way to put perspective on things. Are you older or younger than a billion seconds? Well, a billion seconds ago, it was 1959. If you were born in the 60s, you're younger than a billion seconds. About a billion minutes ago, the Roman Empire was in full swing. 1 billion minutes is about 1,900 years. About a billion hours ago, we were living in the Stone Age. 1 billion hours is about 114,000 years. About a billion months ago, dinosaurs walked the Earth. 1 billion months is about 82 million years. A billion inches would stretch more than halfway around the Earth's surface. If you sat down and started counting from 1 to 1 billion, and did so for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, nonstop, it would take you 95 years to finish. This is a $1,000 bill. Now, most people don't even recognize the bill or the president on it. That's President Grover Cleveland, the 22nd and 24th president of the United States. Now, ironically, Cleveland vigorously pursued policies barring spending federal money on special interest groups, vetoing bill after bill that attempted to spend the people's money. Federal aid in such cases encourages the expectation of paternal care on the part of the government and weakens the sturdiness of our national character. Maybe he knew something that we didn't. A tightly packed stack of crisp, new Cleveland $1,000 bills, totaling $1 billion, would soar 63 miles high into the Earth's atmosphere. In comparison, commercial jet planes fly at 30,000 to 40,000 feet, which is about 7.7 miles high maximum. $1 billion for some was just 8 hours and 20 minutes ago, and that's just the interest.